we were doing this at rehearsal, and it was going on and on, and I was listening to my boring voice going on and on, and I finally put my hand up and said, please, can I stop for a minute? I said, I feel so boring. I said, I'm going to bore the pants off the audience if I go as slowly as this. And Beckett's bright blue eyes sort of twinkled, and he sort of became very animated, and he said, bore the pants off the audience, bore the pants off the audience, bore the underpants off the audience, he said. And I said, well, can I really go as slowly as this? And he said, if you're in doubt, go even more slowly and become even more boring, he said, which was enchanting and lovely.
But why is it that Beckett finds her so right for his work?
I think it is possibly because I am not an intellectual animal at all. I am a feeling animal. What his plays are about analytically, I'm in no way concerned about or care about. And I suppose that's why I've never asked him what is his play about. I've never asked him what any of his plays are about, because to me it doesn't really matter what they are about. All I know is that when I read them, they have a certain emotional effect on me. And that is all I'm concerned with, of getting this emotional feeling that I can feel, of getting that, of presenting that on the stage. And what a sentence means, or what a paragraph means, or who is May, and why does she suddenly in the end of the play call herself Amy, and who the hell is Mrs. Winter, because suddenly Amy starts to talk about a Mrs. Winter. I couldn't care about Mrs. Winter or who Amy is. To me, this play is about grief, and I'm sure there are far more, there are much deeper levels in other areas, but I'm not concerned with that, and because I'm not concerned with that, I don't bother Beckett with it either, and perhaps he's grateful for that in some way. That sounds awfully pompous. No, I don't mean grateful. Perhaps it makes it easier for him.